This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
And it's a very good afternoon to you from me, Alex Nyman, here with my program for you today, Insights. A full hour, well, not quite a full hour, actually, probably going to be more like 50 minutes because somebody has to pop in the studio before I when I'm finished. So they need time to change. So in the meantime, I'm going to give you about 50 minutes worth of the very best in jazz from the UK, as it happens, my birthplace. And this is Nubia Garcia. It's a track called The Seer. Nubia Garcia there from a UK, probably England, actually London. And as I said, that was a track from her album. I don't have the album's title, but it was called The Seer. Okay, let's move on. This is Jasmine Myra. So just so that you understand, all of these artists that I have playing for you today, I actually haven't heard before. I would say nearly, 95% of them I haven't heard. So, as always, it's a journey, you know, it's a musical journey for me, and hopefully for you as well. So, as I was about to say, it's Jasmine Amara, and this is a track from her. It's an album, it's called Rising, and the track is called Still Waters. Enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Jasmine Myra there, with a track called Still Waters from her album called Rising. Splendid. Right, okay. Coming up now is a track from the Ezra Collective. And this is a track called Ajala.
You lot need to clap that part, do you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I thought it was going to happen organically, but like, you need to clap that part out. Again. 1, 2, clap, 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 clap.
The Ezra Collective there with Ajala. It's quite a variety of music, hey, coming out of the UK. Always has been, I guess, to a certain extent. And I think second to the US, certainly, I think the UK is considered like the next sort of, you know, like melting pot, as it were, of jazz. You know, and sort of, you know, world music genre, that sort of thing. Such a great variety of music, and this is a perfect example of that. This is Zara McFarlane. Her album's called Sweet Whispers. It's a celebrating the famous singer Sarah Vaughan. And this track is called Inner City Blues.
No chance to increase finance. Bills pile up sky high. Send the boy off the dive.
Celebrating the wonderful vocalist Sarah Vaughan and doing it remarkably well. Okay, let's move on. This is Swifty 63. Great name, love it. Particular track is called Corto Alto. So this kind of jazz is, I think that we actually have to give it the name jazz, I guess, to a certain extent. It's not traditional jazz in the way that, you know, I guess guys from the 40s or 50s would have recognized jazz, but it is still sort of improvisational material, and you know, it's all part of that same genre, that same sort of, you know, thing moving forward, keeping the music fresh, and these guys are certainly doing that. 5063, got out. Swift jump from one to the other. My finger slipped. Excuse me. Okay. Just listening to that last track kind of reminded me of, like, you know, the basics of jazz being, you know, as it were, back in the trad jazz days when it was, you know, basically everybody, you know, played the tune and then they all played together. So not so much the sort of contemporary jazz where it became sort of just a soloist with a rhythm section. So this, to a certain that last track, to a certain extent, is still in that kind of, like, you know, in that, with that feel, you know, with everybody kind of playing at the same time. Anyway, this is there's no particulars. I don't know. This is called, the actual band's called Hammers, okay? And I keep looking for a name from somebody, you know, like such and such a person, but the group's called Hammers, and this is Kesson Koda.
purpose of failure and success and appreciation and rejection and all that. You want things to go well, but you know you survive things. It makes you a little easier, and it's interesting. Something will happen.
Something Will Happen by Berlioz. Yes, indeed, something will happen. Something has going to happen right now, and this is going to be The Elevator Company featuring Miriam Solomon. It's a track called Qualia. I'm trying to think of something to say about it. I was going to say, yes, it's funny how virtually every track I play so far has got saxophone on it. It's like, if it's not got saxophone on it, it's just not jazz. Well, that's good for a saxophone place, I suppose. Anyway, let's have a listen to The Elevator Company and Qualia. Thank you. Company featuring Miriam Solomon and their track called Qualia. I keep waiting for a ride cymbal and a double bass playing four in the bar and sort of a solo over the top, but I don't think I'm going to get that today somehow. It's really interesting just to sort of, you know, as I said before, it's really interesting for me at least, you know. I listen to a lot of jazz obviously at home and you know, when I'm driving or whatever. Yeah, this sort of direction of where it's heading to a certain extent is very interesting, you know, for me as a composer, which I'm doing, to sort of, you know, kind of get a feel for where other people are heading with their music, but gives you a bit of feedback as to what, you know, where you are with your own compositions. It's very interesting. This is Greg Fout and Gigi Mazin. This is called Fish Factory Sessions. And this particular track is called Jubilation. Enjoy. Thank you. So you have two keyboard players, Edward Foat and Gigi Mason. And just double bass and drums, and they're just doing their thing. And it's a repetitive theme, obviously, but it kind of works. Don't find sort of getting bored by that, you know. It was really nice, very, very nice. Yeah, nice, very nice. Right, so how long have we got left? I've got precisely 7 minutes. This is Nubian Twist and Neoni, the Wanderer. This is a track called Pray for Me. When?
I got my criticism, praiseism, and schisms. I left the decisions, I left in a deficit. Now we're living in suspicion and cynicism. We're not getting the benefit. And we see the innocent sleeping, given the discipline of a hypocrite. We lost more than we will admit. We dismiss, but we still exist.
part one. Nubian Twist and Neon the Wanderer. When they start doing that rugby thing, I have my finger right on the stop button. Just in case any rude language comes up, I'm ready to press stop straight away, because obviously by which time it's too late anyway, but you know, it's still paused very, very, very close to the stop button. Anyway, okay, this is going to be it for today. I'd like to thank you for your kind attention to my program today, if you indeed obviously have been paying attention and enjoying the music. It's all new to me, and I think I'm going to carry on the same theme next week. Actually, I quite like this, you know, kind of gets me out of my traditional jazz listening and more into this kind of thing. This is more kind of like a dancey sort of groove stuff, but it's still got some nice chord changes in there, and it's got some nice playing in the background, and you know. So yeah, I hope you'll bear with me for the next week, and we'll see you of course in a couple of weeks time. But between now and then, take care. I hope you have a very safe and wonderful time, and I look forward to seeing you 2 weeks time here on Monday on Arrow FM at 3 p.m. with me, your host Alex Simon, for my program Insights. See you soon. Bye bye.